Good morning and welcome to the community campfire.
Good morning, John. Happy Father's Day weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I qualify.
This is Sarah Irvin. I'm one of your co-hosts here on the Community Campfire, and we are looking forward to spending this next hour with you. We've got a great story coming up with an exclusive look at the Antique Power Show down in Wallsburg coming up soon. Amber Johnson has that one. And we've got some fun Father's Day facts, don't
yes,
we, John?
Yes, I went down the rabbit hole.
Do we have any dad jokes? I think we might need throw some dad jokes in.
I got some for you. I have a calendar that actually tells me a dad joke a day that Jack suffers through. Anyway, Coach Skinner will be here with Skinny on Sports. We got the Campfire Kids, which are always fun. Our musical guest this week, Wyatt Pike, makes his way back to the KPCW
studios. We love having
studios.
Wyatt Pike here. And we'll also have some Father's Day song dedications from some of our very own KPCW team members. But first, before we get too far, what time is it, John?
It's time to hear from Madeline Jaquit.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests on the Community Campfire are their own and do not reflect the views, opinions, or official policies of KPCW, its management, staff, or affiliated organizations. The content of this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute an endorsement by KPCW of any opinions, products, or services discussed during the show.
Hey, it's Andrea here. I caught up with two awesome Campfire Kids at McPolin, Goldie and Fern, and we talked about Father's Day and what they love most about their dads.
Tell me about Father's Day. What are you going to do for your dad for Father's Day?
I'm making a cake and put it on his face. He kisses me, and he says goodnight to me when I go to bed.
We're going to make breakfast and it's going to be a cake with it, and we're going to bring it to my dad while he's still in bed.
Oh, what is your favorite thing about your father?
My favorite thing about my father, he throws me in the air and he tickles me in the armpit. I'm like...
Looking forward to some face cake.
Nothing says Father's Day like face cake.
All right. Story for today. Did you hear about the Antique Power Show in Wallsburg?
It's coming up next weekend, and I think it's going to be awesome. Classic cars, motorcycles. I think there's blacksmithing, like real blacksmithing, stagecoach rides, live music, and more.
All right. A little background. It was founded by a man during the Depression era poverty. It's a real tribute to history. Amber got behind the scenes. Let's take a listen.
Over here we have two nice examples of board track racers, 1916 Harley Davidson next to the 1914 Indian board track racer. These motorcycles would go 100 miles an hour. They did not have brakes. The rider would wear a metal shoe plate, and you'd drag your heel to try to slow down. There was many times the riders would come out of the race and they'd have big 6-inch splinters in their calves.
So who thought that was a good idea to build something without brakes?
I don't know. It was
a different time.
A different time for sure.
That bygone era roars to life each summer at the Antique and Classic Power Museum in Wallsburg, Utah, a rare and remarkable destination nestled in the rolling hills of Wasatch County. I recently spent time with Robert Muir, vice chair of the Richard W. Erickson Foundation, founded in 1999 to honor the ingenuity behind early piston-powered machines and preserve Utah's agricultural heritage. Robert shared that for just one weekend a year, June 20th through 22nd, this 300-acre time capsule opens its gates, inviting visitors to explore one of the largest private collections of vintage machinery and Americana in the West, with more than 3,000 historic treasures. From hundreds of gleaming antique motorcycles and classic cars, to weathered tractors, land-speed racers from the Bonneville Salt Flats, and nostalgic memorabilia, the collection spans decades of resilience and bold innovation. The Antique Power Show includes access to 25 exhibit buildings, including a thoughtfully recreated pioneer village, plus lively hands-on fun, stagecoach rides, blacksmithing, military reenactments, a kid-friendly mini train, remote-controlled airplane demos by the Heber Valley Wingnuts, live music, and cobblers crafting shoes outside a restored North Salt Lake storefront. Tickets are $10 online or $15 at the gate. Children 12 and under are free. While the buildings open up a few other times during the summer for events like TED Fest, Wasatch Boomer Fest, and private tours, the full experience with all the activities and fanfare only happens once a year. So whether you're a gearhead, history buff, or just someone who loves a good story, the Antique Power Show offers a rare chance to step into the past and see not just how things were made, but why they're worth remembering. Now, full disclosure, I'm not a car or history aficionado, but I quickly learned this place isn't just about machines. It's a living story, reminding us how the tools and people of yesterday shaped the lives we lead today. Founder Richard Erickson was born in 1935 in the depths of the Great Depression and raised in rural Minnesota with little more than grit and determination. Drafted during the Korean War, he returned home, married Rita, and together they moved west to the Salt Lake Valley in the 1950s, chasing possibility and planting roots. Richard built a business as an independent contractor, invested wisely, and began collecting relics that would one day become his legacy. His grandson, Zeth Kokerhans, remembers a serious man who didn't just teach him how to work hard, but how to pause and make time for personal connections. After Rita passed away in 2007, Zeth and his grandfather spent the summer crisscrossing the country, bonding at swap meets, unearthing collectibles, stories, and memories that stick like grease under your fingernails.
We rode to one swap meet on his first motorcycle, which probably shouldn't have sat two people, but we had two people on it anyways. And we're holding all of our bags of goodies, driving back to the motorhome. And then the next day, first thing we bought was a pedal car. And then we utilized that to be our shop for the rest of the day. First item he bought that I kind of picked out for the museum was a little cafe style jukebox music selector. And I wanted that because that was my connection kind of to the museum, and the foundation was the cafe because it was one of my grandma's favorite places to work that we did a lot of kind of the decorating and improvement.
During my visit to the property, Robert and I wandered the grounds for over an hour and a half, yet we barely scratched the surface of this living museum. Highlights include Rita's beloved cafe, a replica of a 1950s diner, the printing press building, which proudly displays equipment from the early days of the Deseret News, and Walsburg's General ZCMI store, built in 1890, which still houses its original wallpaper, and a map from the 1920s discovered beneath the floorboards, tracing the Mormon trek across the plains. The store will also offer penny candy for sale during the event. The buildings that house hundreds of classic cars and motorcycles testify of human creativity and craftsmanship, an evolving story brought vividly to life. One is devoted entirely to Ford, featuring a pristine 1910 Model T. In another building, you'll find a 1938 Lincoln Zephyr that appeared in the 1991 film Bugsy. The military building is packed with history, showcasing uniforms, awards, and medals generously donated by families honoring their parents and grandparents. Mannequins stand like quiet storytellers, clad in period attire, bringing to life the countless memories and journeys behind everything on display.
This car is very unique. It's a right-hand drive 1936 Cadillac Phaeton, and it was a wedding gift to the Baron. And that is a picture of the Baron there. And what's so unique about this is over in Germany, it was hidden during the war underneath haystacks, in barns. The Nazis would have destroyed this car if they would have found it.
In another building, there's a blast from the past that perfectly captures the, let's say, questionable style decisions of my Gen X upbringing.
These are familiar to me. What years are these guys, these Chryslers?
Yeah, so these are your Chrysler K cars that would have been from the early 80s.
Yeah.
Just unique wood paneling.
And right?
They didn't build a lot of them. They're just, you know, you can relate to the simplicity, but really what went into them was very unique.
One of the most understated yet powerful tributes is the small backwoods cabin where Richard grew up, carefully transported from Minnesota, which once sheltered five generations of Ericksons now part of the Pioneer Village. Richard passed away in 2018. As I tour more than 100 antique tractors, I'm caught off guard by emotion. My own dad died unexpectedly 6 months ago. Raised outside of Fork River, Manitoba, the son of poor Ukrainian immigrants on a small farm, these tools aren't just relics of Richard's world. They echo my dad's too. They speak to all of our histories. As I take in the valley below, green mountains dotted with sagebrush, scrub oak, and cedar, I'm far from the flat Canadian prairies of my heritage. Yet something stirs as I imagine cows grazing by cattail-lined coulees and chickens scratching beneath clotheslines heavy with the week's wash. The earth feels alive, rich, and fragrant, turned by horse-drawn plows and early tractors slowly working the fields. This was a life defined by steady labor and peaceful moments, where beauty was quiet, genuine, and deeply connected to the land, a place you felt in your bones. Seth is grateful his grandfather sacrificed so much to share the lessons from that way of life.
His biggest legacy was through his hard work, creating kind of that preservation of history and family. Though he came from poverty and kind of left wealthy to kind of have that spirit of giving back. We're all the same at the core, and if we have the opportunity to share our lives with others, then it's something you want to do.
And maybe that's what this place really preserves. Not just machines, but memory. Not just history, but our shared humanity. This is Amber Johnson for KPCW's Community Campfire. This is Amber. 9-year-old Lainey is living proof you're never too young to be embarrassed by dear old dad. Especially when he shows up to school dressed like poultry with a passion for story time.
Turkey Tales is where the dads come. He reads a book.
At the school?
When dad came in, he had his turkey costume on with his turkey socks without no shoes. He's like, "Who's ready to read a book today?" I was really, really, really embarrassed. And he said that's the only time he's seen me embarrassed. Glad that happened.
Do you think she was upset?
I think she was embarrassed.
Really? Could just see her face. All right. What's going on this weekend, Sarah?
There is so much happening this weekend. We've got, Friday the 13th here. We're kicking it off.
Were you a fan of the movies?
No, terrified.
Okay.
So terrified, yes.
No, go ahead, sorry.
happening this weekend up at Canyons Village is the Latino Arts Festival, a celebration of Latin American art, music, dance, food, and culture. There will be more than 40 visual artists and performers from across the Americas. It's happening this evening all the way through Sunday, and I have it on good authority. Yes. KPCW will be there.
We are doing a live remote from the festival, so come by and meet Jonas Wright, our latest and greatest person add to the news team.
Yes.
He is our bilingual reporter, and it's a chance for you to meet him. We'll have some interviews, and Claire will be there from the Local View. So Local View live at the Latino Arts Fest.
Yes, come find us this afternoon into the evening, and then again tomorrow we'll be there from 11 to 2 as well. So swing by and say hello to KPCW and enjoy all of the Latino Arts festivities.
Yes.
Also, there's a free Flag Day ceremony taking place tomorrow from noon to 1:30 at the Senior Center on Woodside. They're going to present the history of the American flag over the years. There'll be speeches, and of course, the Elks Flag Day ceremony and community picnic is a tradition that's performed by all 2,000 Elks Lodges across the country. So this one is taking place here in Park City at the Senior Center.
Started by an actor in New York, as a matter of fact.
Well, and if you missed Leslie's interview, you can catch that on kpcw.org. We had the Elks on earlier this week.
All right.
What else? We've got Park Silly happening on Sunday, of course. And if you need some mindfulness on Sunday, you can head on over to Summit Community Gardens. They're going to be having mindful meditation in the garden on Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. 30 minutes of mindfulness followed by 30 minutes of guided meditation. Sounds delightful.
Also, you can chase some butterflies over the swanner.
Right. I know. I've been seeing all of these cocoons around with...
Really?
I live in Pinebrook, and all the trails, there are these really caterpillar-laden cocoons. I don't know if they're turning into butterflies or something else. Again, I don't know. But I'm going to go to Swanner to chase some butterflies on Saturday. That's happening from 11 to 12:30.
All right, so Coach Skinner has joined us in the studio, and I have decided we need theme music to bring you in. So we're going to, well, if you're out there and you have some ideas for what we should use Coach Skinner's theme music is, use the KPCW app, send us, or Campfire, send us what you think the track should be, and then we'll just play it. You know, like the Bulls.
I think it's like Gotta Fly Now or something like
Rocky theme song,
right? Oh, man. Well, good morning, John and Sarah. Yeah, we got a lot of sports to get to today. Trail series is lots of trail running going on in town this weekend. We've got the Round Valley Rambler. That's part of the Triple Trail Challenge. It's more challenging than those Park City Trails series that we mentioned the last couple of weeks, and these generally have more elevation change. Tomorrow's races are the 7K and a half marathon, and these are going to be at the in Round Valley, starting at the North Round Valley Trailhead and finishing there. So if you're in that area, you may be impacted tomorrow morning. Should be finishing up around 12:30. We also have, for the insane folks, the Twisted Fork Ultra. These are a series of trail runs. Twisted Fork Ultra. 68K, 30K, and 15K.
Nope.
That translates to 42, 18, and 9 miles. These are going to be going through the Glenwild Trail System. Flying Dog will be impacted tomorrow. They're expecting those to be off the trails by about 1 p.m. We also have a big lacrosse tournament in town. It's the Ski Town Shootout Lacrosse Tournament. That's going to be today and tomorrow. They're playing that at Trailside East Park, Matt Canute Park, and Ecker Hill. So keep an eye out for that. And also, this one sounds like a total hoot for me, and it's just going to be total proof that guys are just dumb. the Red Bull Soapbox race in Salt Lake City tomorrow. That's going to be at the Utah State Capitol grounds. More than 40 teams are going to race their non-motorized carts down a customized course that consists of turns, jumps, obstacles, all that kind of good stuff. And each team will introduce their cars by performing a skit before whirling down the hill. It's going to be a hoot. It's a free event, and it opens at 10 a.m. with the racing starting around noon. On the national scene, we got the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. It's tied 2-2 after Edmonton won a 5-4 overtime thriller last night. So far, 3 out of the 4 games have gone to overtime. Game 5 is tomorrow night. In the NBA Finals, the Indiana Pacers continue their amazing postseason run with a win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. That was on Wednesday night, and the underdog Pacers are leading 2-1 in their best-of-7 series. Game 4 is tonight in Indianapolis. And in golf, the U.S. Open, the 125th U.S. Open is underway. It's at a ridiculously difficult course, Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania. Only 9 golfers were under par after day 1. Wow. That runs through the weekend. So anyway, that's your Skinny on Sports. I'm Coach Skinner, and since we were talking golf, I'll just remind you all the golfers of this statistic from Lee Trevino, that at least 90% of the putts that don't make it to the hole don't go in. At least.
Thank you, Bill. All right. Well, it's time to tell you today is International Axe Throwing Day.
Wow.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
But apparently you've done this, right?
I've done some axe throwing, and shocking to myself, I'm actually not bad. I'm actually kind of good.
All right.
I know. We should have axe throwing?
I think
it's a campfire axe throwing.
Axe throwing event. Mm-hmm. It was started in 2017, and apparently axe throwing clubs across the nation are opening their doors to anybody that wants to try the sport. So find one of those. There's probably one in Salt Lake City. And of course, I could not resist finding some fun Father's Day facts. First celebrated in 1910 in Spokane, Washington. It's now celebrated on the third Sunday in June. Started in 1972 as the holiday by President Richard Nixon. It is the fourth largest card-sending holiday in the U.S., 72 million cards, with 100 million... I think it's less than $100 million spent. There's less money spent on Father's Day than Mother's Day.
There's fewer flowers involved, I think.
The red rose is the flower of choice for Father's Day. Average first-time dads in the U.S., 30 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. A Guinness Book of Records for the oldest dad, 92 years and 10 months.
Wait, like he had a child?
He had a child at 92 years and 10 months.
How tired does that make you?
Les Collie. There you go. Guinness has recognized you. What's going on with music?
All right. Well, today, June 13th, in music history, Alanis Morissette released her breakthrough album, Jagged Little Pill, in 1995. And in 1970, the number one hit on June 13th, 1970, was The Beatles with The Long and Winding Road.
All right, let's honor some underwriters, hear the last campfire kid of the day, and we'll be right back.
Andrea here. More campfire kids from McPolin, Arthur and Jack, talking about their dads. Boy, do they love them.
I have a question about, do you know what holiday's coming up?
Yeah, it's Father's Day.
Yeah. Tell me about what you're going to do for Father's Day.
I was writing a card, so I'm going to write a card for Dad today. And I'm going to give him a treat. For Father's Day, I'm going to give my dad flowers, and then to give him some chocolate, and to give him a card. Give him, like, a costume.
What's your favorite thing about your father, Arthur?
He gives me more screen time than Mom can be. Also the same with my dad. My dad also, like, plays with me whenever he's not doing anything. My dad, too.
Up next, we've got our campfire sesh, and our very own Wyatt Pike, former DJ here at KPCW, sat down with you, John, and Mitch to talk about his career. And he's got a new album coming out today, or a new tune coming out today.
Leatherman.
So let's hear it.
Welcome back with the music sesh here on the Community Campfire. I'm here with my co-host, Mitch Elliott.
Hey.
And in the studio is KPCW Park City only, Wyatt Pike.
Welcome. Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So good to see you.
You as well.
Yeah, thanks for coming all the way back to the studio. You have some roots here from a long time ago. You want to tell our listeners who may have not heard you before, you were Wyatt Pike the musician. You were also Wyatt Pike the radio host. Am I right there?
That is right. Just before we got going here, my nickname just came back. It's Wake Up Wyatt. So I was often late to run the NPR programming on Saturday morning.
You were the Saturday morning DJ.
Yeah, if you ever missed your Wait, Don't Tell Me, that was me.
That was all you.
Well, you just wanted him to wait a little longer.
Yeah, there. Wait, don't tell me.
Welcome. I'm so glad you were able to join us here as our musical artist today. You have an EP that you released today, is that right?
Yeah, it's a single coming out today and an upcoming EP.
I want to just get back, for the people that don't know Wyatt, what year was it with the American Idol?
It's 2021.
You got to the national level, and you were looking pretty cool with your hat and your busk thing going on.
I did. Yeah, it was a bit of a rocket ship ride. The end of 2020, still in pandemic mode, I was approached by the show, said yes to the things that they were asking me to do, and before January, I was top 24, and then before April, I was top 10. Nice. So it was a very quick,
in
quick
and out
process.
Yeah, what a crazy ride. I mean, can you kind of share a little bit about your experience, and how has it shaped you into the musician you are now?
There's two sides to the shows like that. There's this public-facing, okay, I'm becoming a star and gaining these followers. That part was very difficult on me. I think just going through that so quickly at how old was I, 19 or 20?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little bit difficult. There were some growing pains there. But on the music side, I learned so much. You're rehearsing at the highest level with bands that play for Katy Perry and Bruno Mars. We had all kinds of players in this band that play for all these amazing artists. So I was really thrown into the fire of learning how to be good at music.
What do you think was the biggest adjustment there, you know, working with these top-end bands? What did you have to mentally shift in order to keep up?
I had to mentally shift that they are going to be ready on the show date, and I will be the weak link no matter what, because these guys have done this for 20 years, and we got one rehearsal, one run-through of the song before the show. So take a voice memo and practice to that. Yeah.
Wow.
And you just all-nighters, is that what it turned into? You just listening over and over again?
Yeah, it did. And then a bunch of all-nighters my last week on the show. I didn't sleep much and then took that step back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's shift to more recent times. You were talking about this single. Do you want to play it for us and give the people a little taste of what you're putting out there?
Yeah, I'd love to. Do you want an intro before?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, this is a song called Leatherman. It is named after the multi-tool that has the pliers and all the things. I think it's a fun way to describe trying to be a bit of everything, which is what I've been trying to do for the last few years.
Nice. Well, here it is, Leatherman on the community campfire.
Well, but he can. I swear he's got a tool for any snag I find myself in. 'Cause whether it is they come, he puts his whole heart into everything he does and doesn't stop till it's done. The way it's been described to me, he felt a lot like me at 23. He was sailing across an ocean. Some days that just meant floating. I'm working up to be by the straps of my boots, light on my feet. I wanna give my heart to just about everything. I wanna be Leatherman, the hard work's patina type. I wanna take a million scuffs and cuts and still look real nice. I wanna be Leatherman, like I can fix all that I break. I'd hate to look back and regretful. I'd love to say I always tried. For worse or for better, I wanna be led. I won't be stuck one stain, can't be the same thing every day. You're sure to see me. What I talk about, I'll do it afraid and fading. Yeah, you can call me warm, but you'd be wrong to call me breaking. I wanna be Leatherman, the hard work's patina type. Wanna take a million scuffs and cuts, but still look real nice. I wanna be a Leatherman, like I can fix all that I have break. I'd hate to look back and regretful. I'd love to say I always tried. For worse or for better, I'm gonna settle for self, love and good health, and make the most of every day I live. Leave no song unsung and feel young, growing old, knowing all I did. Weather being weather makes me less or better, I wanna be Leather. Weather being weather makes me less or better, I wanna be Leather. I'd hate to look back and regretful. I'd love to say I always tried. For worse or for better, I wanna be Leather.
Wow, that was a good one.
Oh, thank you so much for playing that one, Wyatt. We really enjoyed that. You're really all over the place and a man of many talents, just like a Leatherman.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to figure out where in my closet that Leatherman thing is. Just get it out now and use it as much as possible.
Mine's in my truck. It goes pretty much everywhere with me.
Now, you are bringing back bits of tunes I've been seeing on your Instagram there. Can you tell us a little bit about how that started up?
Totally. I have an auto rejection to social media. I just don't like doing it. I have an issue with that, working on it. But a few years ago, I decided I needed a weekly post that I could just do and phone it in. And so that became my weird little post that was actually really easy to pull off because it's so quirky. And it's actually come full circle. I need that post again. I need the weekly I can do this post. And so, yeah, it's back. And it's fun. It's a playful little here's 15 seconds of a song with no context.
Okay. And if you haven't checked it out, what's your Instagram handle?
It's Wyatt Pike, W-Y-A-T-T-P-I-K-E.
That's really hard to remember.
Yeah, super tricky, super tricky.
So you're talking about the social aspect. For young musicians out there, can you give some insight as to how much does that influence your music and how important it is today for artists to get out there and get following? And
I think it's a bigger component than I think a lot of artists would like it to be. It is the way you get discovered these days. There's radio and there's other things, but everyone is scrolling TikTok, or most everybody is. And those algorithms can really work for you or against you. So I've been trying to embrace it. I'm going to continue to embrace it through the summer with upcoming releases. But I also think advice-wise, directly after Idol, I was at a point where social media and trying to put out music was the entire scope of my life. I had nothing else to think about. Mm-hmm. And that was not a healthy place to be in. So I've taken, I think it's been almost 2 years since I've released music, and I've gone on boat trips and skied 150 days and done all these other things that I really care about. And so I think being able to narrow how important social media is in my life has been helpful.
Another thing that people out there might not know, boats are kind of a part of your background, yeah. Right? You want to share a little bit about that?
Totally. Well, so I grew up sailing on the Jordanelle. I'll shout out Park City Sailing, my one of my favorite nonprofits.
Nice.
Yeah, my dad was involved, and I got roped in at a young age learning to sail and then teaching sailing through high school. And I actually came from the lake today. I was helping fix some boats over there before this. So
that's fun. And does it influence your music? You get any songwriting done while you're on the boat?
It does. There is that lyric in Leatherman about sailing. On the next EP, there is a song called Sailing Song.
We'll have to have you back to talk about that one for
sure. Absolutely.
You know, thank you, Wyatt, for being here today. There are so many people in town who know what you do. You know, Park City has a lot of influence on a lot of musicians here. And one who just recently retired is Chris Taylor. Could you talk about him a little bit and his influence on you?
Absolutely. So Chris was my band director through junior high school and all of high school. I was in his varsity jazz band. And for those of you that don't know, that's 6:30 in the morning every single day. Get ready to start swinging. I was consistently there at 6:40, but trying. He really showed me just what it took to be a professional caliber musician, because that class demands that. He also was just such a supportive mentor through music. I've reached out for other things and borrowed equipment from the high school and things like that as I've gone on and played music in my life. So yeah, he's been such a resource and a mentor for me.
A little shout out to Chris Taylor, yeah. There, just recently retired and had a great show about a month back for his retirement. And absolutely. You played in that as well, right?
I did, yeah. That's pretty great. Fun. You had Chris too, right?
Yeah, I had him for a couple of years. I wasn't fully in on the varsity program.
Fair enough.
In case you missed it, we did a nice little featured story about Chris.
I did hear that. That was amazing. I loved it.
So go to the community campfire and listen to that in the KPCW archives for the community campfire. But you've gotten to tour around a little bit. Well, where have you been playing?
Last winter, I was playing a lot of little local gigs at my secret après ski lounges that I've played at over the years. So up at Argent and One Empire Pass, I have friends that work in those buildings and get me the gigs. I also have June 21st coming up. I'm playing a solstice show with Brian Friedman.
He's
that'll be out on a ranch. Yeah. It's going to be fun. And then otherwise, back in the day, I was touring the West Coast. I've done some of the East Coast. And then on my sights is being on a boat in the Bahamas and playing in Staniel Key.
That sounds lovely.
That's what I want. You ever played a gig in like the weirdest place possible?
I can tell you the weirdest gig I've had.
Okay.
We were on tour on the East Coast and playing in Philadelphia at the Fire. Super cool local venue. Every act goes through the Fire at some point in Philly, I believe. And we showed up and they had some kind of issue with the PA that was definitely out of their fault. But I'd had this visual of like, we could just end up with like five people in the audience because we hadn't sold many tickets. And the PA could cut out and it'd just be funny if we're acoustic because we could pull that off, daydreaming on the way there. But sure enough, no PA. And we played acoustic, me and my friend Theo, walking around the room to the 10 people that were
there. There were 10. So yeah. You doubled.
So I guess
number.
We doubled. But it was a pretty silly one.
Also, talking about Theo Kandel, you had a show with him over at Kilby Court not too long ago, right?
I did. I mean, at this point, it was a decent while ago. He's been touring with some other folks, but yeah, we've played Kilby together twice, I think.
I remember I was there at that show and one of your guitar strings broke because you have such unique tunings for all of your different guitars there, and snapped at when you played one song. Where was your head at when a string breaks, you know?
To be honest, that's like about as normal as coffee in the morning for me.
You break strings all the time?
I break strings more than any other guitar player in the world, I bet, because I'm tuning all kinds of silly ways.
Well, we want to hear more of that lovely guitar tone that you got. You have another song for us to wrap up the show here today?
I do, yes.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to have you back, and thank you so much for being on the Community Campfire. What are you going to play us out to?
This is called Find Your Stride.
You can say anything you want, you can do anything you please, be exactly who you want to be, even if that isn't next to me. I didn't spend all this time to hold you down in this town, free your wings, fly like a bird now. I won't walk you through every step, I won't talk you through every breath, I'll be fine another morning, I can't stop your motion. So get on up and pack your bags, leave me here, don't look back. As long as you're dreaming out there, it's not so bad. 'Cause if you stayed in this town forever, future self of yours will die. And I hate that we won't be together. It's not my choice, but it's not my life. So go on, baby, and find your stride. Even if it's not with mine, I wish nothing but the best for you. See the world as you were born to do. Go conquer all of the big dreams. I know you need no part of me, but I'll be here if you need a call. Lovers no more, friends that's all. Your dreams are out there and that's not your fault. If you stayed in this town forever, the future self of yours would die. And I hate that we won't be together. It's not my choice, but it's not my life. So go on, baby, and find your stride. Even if it's not with mine, find your stride. Even if it's not with mine, I can't stand to hold you back. But I know that eyes closed, holding the tears back, won't stop you from leaving here soon with your life packed. And if you stayed in this town forever, a future self of yours would die. And I hate that we won't be together. It's not my choice, but it's not my life. So go on, baby, and find your stride. Even if it's not with mine, find your stride. Even if it's not with mine, find your stride. You gotta find your stride.
John, how's a dad joke to close us out?
Why did the bicycle fall over? Because it was too tired.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. All right, here we go. What's brown and sticky?
Oh.
A stick.
Oh.
And what do clouds wear? Thunderwear. You've been listening to KPCW Park City's The Community Campfire.
Be sure to follow at KPCW Radio and at Community Campfire on socials and subscribe wherever you find your podcast.